Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and praise the Lord Jesus. Welcome to our platform. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we are excited to have you with us on today. We are celebrating 13 years as a virtual media ministry, and we meet live 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. and Sundays at 12 noon. All of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdom leadership. We also have a powerful prayer altar. It is so powerful, we call it the Power Line. Here we will pray with you, pray for you, or maybe you just want to be around some people who know how to pray. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. We meet Monday through Fridays at 12 noon, and then back again at 9 p.m. We also have Wednesday night Bible studies and Friday night praise parties. Are you interested in expanding your knowledge in the Bible and in business? Visit us at wealthkingdomuniversity.com and register for some of our Kingdom Theology courses. While you are there, sign up to receive our monthly newsletters and our upcoming events. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. We ask that you would like us and follow us on all the social media platforms. Well, enjoy the services today. Continue to return and invite others to do the same. The first time we call you visitor, the next time we call you family and friend. Blessings.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this day to say thank you for it. We say thank you, Father, for helping us to win against the odds. We thank you, Father God, for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. And we stand this day, Father God, in your power and in your might. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission, and we thank you for your faithfulness to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father. Father God, as your word goes forth on this day, Father, we ask that you will anoint the ears of the hearers, Father God, that they might hear, that they might see, that they might believe, that they might receive. And we know that there's no failure in your word, but it always returns to you, mission accomplished. So we love you. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you. And Father God, we ask now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, 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 and amen. Well, you've already received, amen, our welcome, amen, and we pray that you feel welcome, and we thank you for being here on today. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, and it's my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Well, speaking about Black History Month, speaking about history, speaking about visions, successes, dreams, and we know that this is a month where we celebrate the successes of others, people who dared to take a step forward in faith, people who had nothing, nothing but a dream, nothing but a vision, nothing but a wish, okay, but they took some steps, and they kept on stepping, and guess what? They achieved their dream. Well, I'm just coming to you today, amen, to encourage you to do the same. I'm coming today, amen, to encourage you to dream out loud. Amen. God has given you a dream, and he has given you a dream for a purpose. And as we delight ourselves in him, he has promised to bring it to pass. So when we think about the definition of the word dream, a dream is a strongly desired goal or purpose. It is something that fully satisfies a wish. We know some of us dream, and some of us dream and we daydream. A daydream is a visionary creation of the imagination. So, beloved, if you call it a dream, if you call it a daydream, if you call it a vision, it's something on the inside of you that has not taken place as of yet. Okay, but let me tell you, if it's on the inside, it can be manifested on the outside. If it's something internal, amen, it can be manifested externally. So DREAM, D-R-E-A-M, I'm coming to you today with the acronym for the word dream. Beloved, when we look at that word D, amen, and dream, amen, Psalms 126 and 1 tells us, when the Lord change Zion's circumstances for the better, it was like we had been dreaming. What is this saying here? That God was able to make your dreams come true. God is able to help you, amen, to go through the transitioning that is necessary to bring that thing from the inside to the outside. Beloved, the D stands for dare to dream. Dare. But believe in yourself. Believe in God. Believe. Dare. Take the courage and dare to dream. God speaks in dreams. God spoke to Abimelech in a dream. He spoke to Solomon in a dream. He spoke to Joseph in a dream. He spoke to Jacob in a dream. He spoke to Peter in a dream. God dreams. See? God is a dreamer, and he wants you to dream, see? And he wants you to hold on to that dream, glory be to God, and know that it is possible. Man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. The second letter in the word dream are, amen, resilience. Resilience. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 8 says, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Beloved, what? You're going to go through something. Look, it's not easy. If it was real easy, then everybody would be living the dream. Do you know that only 5% of the world lives their dreams? 5%. That's a small amount of people compared to all the billions that walk on this planet Earth. Why? Because it takes resilience. See, if you can't quit every time you go through something. You can't back up and stay backed up every time you encounter some type of interference. See, because there's going to be interference in the way. See, you're going to have number one, your number one arch enemy, Satan. Amen. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. See, then you have people that don't believe in you because they didn't live their dreams. They don't think you can live yours. You know, you have the dream killers. You have those, amen, who want to cast doubt. See, you have to guard your ear gate, your eye gate, your heart gate, glory, all your gates, amen, and keep going. Persist until you succeed. When you fall down, look, sometimes you fail to succeed. Anyone that has accomplished any form of success has encountered much more failure than they did success. See, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of times. We know the stories. Amen. We kept getting noted, kept failing. Amen. It wasn't working. Nothing was working out, but what they refused to quit. They said, I'll try it again. I'll try it a different way. I'll try it again. I'll try it on a different day, but I'm going to try it again. Why? Because I am going to persist until I receive. Y'all know the song. Amen. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. Persist until you succeed. Resilience. Then we have the E, amen, and dream. E, encouragement. Encouragement. Beloved, look, let me tell you something. You have to learn how to encourage yourself. Sometimes people don't know you need encouragement. They don't know how to encourage it. Some don't even care. Okay? You have to encourage yourself. You have to believe in your God and believe in yourself that man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. Psalms 55 and 22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Encouragement, encouragement. I can do this. Lift up my heads unto the hills from which cometh my help. God is my helper. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Greater is he that lives within me than he that lives in the world. Proverbs 3 and 5 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. We can't see our way. That's why it's called faith, beloved. See, we're walking, amen, by faith and not by sight. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but thank God we know the man, the person who holds tomorrow. God Almighty and all power is in his hands. He knows everything. All power is in his hands. He's everywhere at the same time. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. See, we're trusting in a power, amen, higher than us. Amen. We're trusting, amen, hallelujah, that God is able to do this. Why? Because it's in him we move, in him we live, and in him we have our being. We're not putting our trust in the social system, the political system, the financial system, amen, any type of system. Amen. Glory be to God. We're putting our faith, amen, and what the word of God says about you. Amen. And what does the word say about you? He says you can do it. You could do it. You was born for this purpose. You was born to be, amen, a blessing to this generation and the generations to come. You was born to leave a mark. You was born, amen, to live full and die empty. You was born. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you were not a mistake. Glory be to God. And the same way the manufacturer, everything that manufacturer creates, amen, is for a purpose. See, and comes with instructions. Guess what? You were born with a purpose and instructions too. See, so the E is for encouragement. Encourage yourself. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Yes, you'll have some low days, some down days, some sad days, some days where you might be second guessing. But get a grip. Get a grip. Come on, get on up and keep on moving forward. Brother Paul put it this way. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So with that encouragement, amen, it's the endurance. See, you are encouraging yourself to endure because you don't always get the pat on the back. You don't always get the sincere, you know, support that you need. See, you got to find it within you because guess what? It is there. See, it is there. See, and guess what? As you keep going, you will connect with the people that you need to connect with, the resources, the networks, everything is there. You just haven't gone far enough. Keep going. James 1 and 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. A faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. You're going to be tested. You're going to go through something. I know you don't want to go through, but you're going to go through. There's no way for you not to go through it. But God already know, amen, that you win. That's why he allowed you to go through it, not to prove anything to God, because God already knows everything. See, but he wants you to be convinced. He wants you to be convinced. Glory be to God that if he took you through this, he can take you through that. Why? Because God is ordering your steps. Then as we continue in that word dream, we come to the letter A. Amen. Beloved, agreement. Agreement. Come into agreement with the word of God. See? What does the word of God say about you? Know who you are in him. See? Know that the word of God works. See? And it will never return into him void. Come into agreement with the word. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, amen, that God has good thoughts of you And he has, amen, already, amen, he desired to bring you to an expected end. God has already created your end before he created your beginning. You just got to walk it out. You got to walk it out. Matthew 18 and 19 says this. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Beloved, affirm yourself. Get into agreement with the word. Glory be to God. Know that there's no failure in God's word. God is not a man. God is not a liar. If God believes in you, you need to believe in you. You got to know, amen, that God has put something in you, amen, and God, amen, will not throw you under the bus. He will not abandon you. He has promised to be with you forever, forever. He's never to leave you, never to forsake you, even to the end of the world. He doesn't break his promises. See, now, what you do with that is a whole different story, see? But if you agree with that and walk with that and believe in that, you got that, see? And it's yours. And the same way, beloved, when you execute and put your signature, amen, on an agreement, that's a covenant. That's a covenant. Guess what? That other person, that contract, amen, that it's two people, a group of people, amen, they are in contract and obligated. God has already obligated himself to you. Now you have to obligate yourself, amen, to the spirit of God's word. You have to come into an agreement with that. You can't renege that. No, no, no. You're not going to file bankruptcy on this one. You're not going to get out of the contract on this one. Come on and hold true, amen, to your word. Because God is holding true to his word. He cannot break his word. He will not. It's impossible for God to tell a lie. The same way it is impossible for the devil to tell the truth, it is impossible for God to tell a lie. He is not a man. He is not a liar. He's going to hold true to the part. Not one of God's promises has ever failed. They can't. See? So get on in, amen, into the covenant. Amen. Hold true to your part of the bargain. Why? Because anything that we believe, beloved, we shall receive. You, if you look, if you receive it, you believe it, he said you'll be able to speak to the mountain. Huh? And command the mountain to be thou removed. He told us to write the vision, write the dream. Read Habakkuk chapter number 2. Write the vision, write the dream. What's your dream? What's that thing that you can't release off of your heart? Huh? Maybe it's writing a book, starting a business, or starting a ministry. Whatever it is, that thing, amen, that God has placed on your heart. You try to pray over it, eat over it, sleep over it, and you can't shake it. Why? Because you're not supposed to. See, you got to just believe and affirm. And then the last letter in the word dream, beloved, amen, is masterpiece. Masterpiece, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. D, amen, glory be to God, dream. R, resilience. E, amen, encouragement and endurance. A, agreement. And then that and affirming yourself, and the last word and the word dream is masterpiece. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning that you are God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2 and 10 tells us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. You are not a mistake. You could have been conceived in the back of a movie theater, in the back of a truck. Beloved, I'm coming telling you that you are not a mistake. I tell you that you were, amen, before the foundation of the world, God knew you. Glory be. And God ordained you to come forward. And God has put something in your heart. He has put that dream in your heart, not for you to live and die with that dream, but for you to live and fulfill that dream. Dr. Martin Luther King isn't the only one with a dream, beloved. Every person on planet Earth has a dream. See? But you have to, amen, know, amen, that you're able. And let me tell you something. You're able to do it. That's why he gave it to you. Glory be to God. But then you're not able to do it sometimes because you don't have the right connections, and he is the right connector. He is the connector of connectors. But if you would just pray, seek the Lord, amen. He said, amen, hallelujah. When we seek him, we will find him. Sometimes we are in situations where we don't really know what to do, don't know which way to turn. But when we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our path. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Why? Because, amen, not only, beloved, is that M, amen, represents the masterpiece, how special you are to God, how wonderful you are to God. You have everything you need. Don't envy other people's gifts. Don't envy and compare yourself to one another. You have what it takes to complete the assignment and the message. I want to use that letter M for message. There's a message that you need to bring to planet Earth. That needs to manifest in and through you. The thing that God put on your heart. The thing, amen, hallelujah, that you can't shake. You're the messenger carrying the message. But you have to release it. It has to be released. Amen. We have to work through, amen, those pivotal moments. We have to work through that turmoil. Amen. Glory be to God. And get to that next stage. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's a transitioning. Amen. Change in itself is fairly easy, beloved. It's just a matter of just moving the dice. Amen. But the transition, amen, that is required to bring it from the inside of you to the outside. That's where it needs to be. That's what makes a dream the reality. Glory be to God. And God wants to help you, will help you. Glory be to God. But you need to want to be helped. You need to want to do it. And this is why he tells us, beloved, in Romans 12, amen, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And especially verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. That transformation is the transitioning. Your dreams will never become a reality without the transitioning. Beloved, amen. Believe God. Submit to the process. Trust the process when you can't trace the process. God wants it to happen for you, amen, more than you do. Glory be to God. God is a dreamer. Hallelujah. Keep on dreaming. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen, make a decision that today you're going to stand up and begin to take steps towards the reality of your dream becoming a reality. How? One step at a time. And the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered by the Lord. One step at a time. So for our Black History Month, beloved, I want you to hold tight to this acronym for dream. And make your own acronym. Make your own acronym. D-R-E-A-M. Make it. Amen. Hold on to it. Amen. Put it in your heart. Teach it, preach it, speak it, dream it. Hallelujah. Share it. Hallelujah. And this is God's desire for you. Amen. And for each and every one of us. Beloved, God dreams. Amen. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is a dream. That is a reality that God, amen, has for you, Lottie Dottie, and everybody. As we close on today, beloved, if you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, amen, glory be to God, amen, come on and make this dream a reality. Let that be the first step to the next step, beloved, because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. If you would just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, amen. The Bible says, amen, that ye shall be saved. Oh, glory be to God. It's not the final step, amen, but it's the next step, hallelujah, and the necessary step, the most important decision, amen, that you can ever make in life, amen, is allowing that dream to become a reality. God's dream for you. To be born again and adopted into his royal family. Repeat after me this prayer. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit that I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now. Father, I believe on your son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins and to take me to heaven when I die and make me the kind of person that you want me to be. God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on until I see you face to face in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer, amen, hallelujah, you have been born again. It's the greatest miracle on planet Earth. You've been snatched out of the kingdom of darkness and adopted into God's royal family. Amen. It's not the end, but it's the beginning. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Let us hear from you. Amen. At lifewordjesus.org. Amen. So we can pray with you, pray for you, and send you out some materials to grow into your full salvation. Amen and amen. Amen. Dream, beloved. Dream. Never stop. Never stop. Never stop. Never stop dreaming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Dream and keep on dreaming. Hallelujah. Daydream. Hallelujah. Dream. Write the vision. Hallelujah. God wants to make your dream a reality. Hallelujah. Dreaming. Hallelujah. D, dream. R, resilience. E, encouragement and endurance. A, agreement and affirmation. M, masterpiece and message. Hallelujah. And God is good all the time and all the time. The Lord God, he is good. Amen. We pray that everybody would have a marvelous day, a wonderful day, a fantastic day. Amen. As we already shared with you, you're welcome to come back every day because we're here 7 days a week. Amen. And we keep it on shaking. Why? Because we're living the dream and we're dreaming out loud. Amen. It's time. Amen. Hallelujah. For your dream to be heard, beloved. It's time to dream out loud. Amen. This is Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. God be with you. Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. That Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. If you're led to sow a seed into the soil of this ministry, you know how to do it. Amen. LifeWordJesus.org. Hit the connect button. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Or our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Word Jesus. Life, L-I-F-E, Word, W-O-R-D, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen, signing out. Love you.
Come on, the Lord is breathing right now. He's breathing right now. Come on.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are the reason why I sing. You are my melody. You are my destiny. You are the light I live. You are the reason why I sing. My destiny.
My destiny.
Oh, wow.
My destiny.
Oh, oh Lord. My destiny.
My destiny. My destiny.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are
tonight. My destiny, yeah, yeah. My destiny.
Only you can change.